was the recruitment process like?
For policing?
Yeah.
Fairly straightforward, I have to say, in those days. Most forces in the country were recruiting. Within reason, you had the force, well, any force of your choice, really. One or two exceptions. I remember in those days, Devon and Cornwall, for example, would only take you if you'd been born in one of those counties, but they wouldn't have been able to do that these days, I guess. But yeah, fairly straightforward, a paper application. I did have to attend headquarters for a day, which I remember was the 5th of November 1974. And the whole sort of recruiting process after the initial paperwork application took place on that day. So there was an entrance exam, a medical, physical test, then an interview with a couple of senior officers. We were actually given the result on that day. Fitted for uniform, and then told to, well, the course would start on the 30th of December, and that was it. So, I mean, references had obviously been taken up before and what have you, but it was a pretty straightforward process, really, quite quick.
Yeah.
And the idea being to get in as many officers as we could at the time.
And then off to training?
Off to training, January 1975. We had a week at police headquarters at Welling Garden first. And then it was a 10-week course down at a place called Aynsham Hall, which was near Oxford. So I can tell people I studied law at Oxford, which is not strictly true. But 10-week course with people from... That was an all-male training school, by the way, which was slightly unusual. Because my wife, who joined the force a couple of years later, went to a mixed training centre in the Midlands. But that was all-male. Five or six forces from generally the east of England, Essex, Suffolk, Norfolk, ourselves, Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire and Thames Valley. Quite a mix of people, really. I was pretty grass green, 19-year-old, never been away from home much, really, apart from a couple of holidays with mates, but mixing all of a sudden with ex-servicemen who'd seen a bit of the world. And, it was quite an eye-opener, and I got to say, I think it did me good because I've led a fairly sheltered life, I think, up until then, really. So, yeah.
So you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I can remember feelings of enormous foreboding as we went down the drive. It was actually once upon a time an old stately home. So a very impressive driveway. It looked enormous. And as I said, I was probably fairly apprehensive, well, very apprehensive, I suppose. And funnily enough, 25 years later, I went back there for it was actually the wake of one of our chief constables who died, who lived near there. And it looked tiny compared to how I remember it. And that's often the case. It's the same when you go back to your old school, you know, it just seems very, very different. But it was an intensive course, but I suppose, yes, ultimately I did enjoy it. Yeah, I did.